about this subject.
Because they development, it could affect.
Yeah, you'd be stupid, right? Is that why women are dumb?
No.
Is that why the ones that are like men are smart, like Janet Reno? High testosterone level? Testosterone, that's the brain food, right?
It's the brain.
The more feminine a woman is, the dumber she is.
No.
It's got to be. Come on. There's got to be some intelligence linked to testosterone.
No.
How dare you?
No, that'd be tough to make.
Oh yeah, really?
Yeah.
I think I'd do it in about 5 minutes.
Anyway.
Look around.
Anyway.
Okay, here's my point. My Aunt Pat, she's like a man. She's got a mustache. Smartest woman I know.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now listen, and your wife is very beautiful. Do you see what I'm saying, Drew? Now listen to me. How, if a woman has low testosterone, then she has to get injections of testosterone.
No, she doesn't have to.
She has to put testosterone in her.
No.
That's what Sarah's saying.
She's doing that because it's a treatment for endometriosis.
So if a woman has low testosterone,
that's fine.
Fine.
But they're beginning to correlate testosterone levels in women with things like libido. And with sexual interests and so on.
What about health?
No.
Don't need it?
Testosterone.
Why do you got it?
Testosterone works against health primarily. Changes your lipids. And, you know, the decreased life expectancy of males is probably predominantly a testosterone issue.
No. You want to know why men have a decreased
Because they work their ass off. I know.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let me look at it this way. You got two trucks. They're bought in the same year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two Ford F-150 pickup trucks, both bought in the same year,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
One is out hauling hay and plowing and pulling other trucks out of mud that have been stranded.
Mm-hmm.
And the other's sitting in a barn eating bonbons. Which truck lasts longer?
A different kind.
And how dare you question my analogy. Jessica?
Wait, we didn't finish with Sarah.
Yes, we're
she didn't ask a question.
She asked the question, and that was plenty.
Sarah, what's the question?
Well, I guess my question is there a direct connection between my libido actually getting higher and the testosterone?
Of course.
Of course. And is there any such thing as too much of a good thing?
Well, this is my opening point, which is that women are often shocked and bewildered by what testosterone does to them.
You satisfied?
And it is too much of a good thing if it's uncomfortable to you, and you need to report that back to your doctor. Mm-hmm. These may be intolerable side effects of
what getting nailed
your treatment
8 times a week.
Women don't like feeling the way men feel.
She likes it if she wants it.
Hmm.
She wants it. She don't mind liking it. That's the way she feels.
She was saying she doesn't like it.
She did not.
Is there too much of a good thing?
Sarah?
Yes?
You like it, right?
I love the sex, but it's beginning to dominate my life in a way that I don't appreciate.
Yeah, it's distracting.
Yeah, it is.
True. Well, when did you get your... I'd like to see how much estrogen you got.
I'm just saying,
You're sympathetic to women. You have no hair on your body. You may be a chick.
This is what... This is my point when I talk to people about the differences between men and women.
Yeah.
It's different, and women don't appreciate what men have to deal with.
That's right.
That constant distraction. It's shocking to them.
Yes, you're very passionate.
All right, Jessica?
Hello?
Yeah, you're 20. What's up?
Yeah, I had a colposcopy, I believe it's called.
Colposcopy, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, a couple months ago, probably about 5 months ago, because I had abnormal cells when I went to the gynecologist.
And your pap smear.
Yeah. And the doctor said that they could have been cancerous.
Right.
And I have always used protection, and I've always been, like, very careful.
So you have the warts.
No, I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I can't see anything. Like, I didn't even know.
He didn't tell you that you have a human papillomavirus?
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's warts.
I don't see them, right?
You don't see them. Yes, that's correct.
Well, listen, you got a mechanic's mirror and a flashlight.
You don't see them the majority of times. That is correct.
Okay, so how do I? Because he just said we'll come back. Well, then he gave me another like a test, and he said, well, maybe we're gonna have to, you know, just he said come back. He took it like all nonchalant, like okay, we'll come back and we'll just see if it.
More than half women out there have this thing. And it's something that can give you cervical cancer, so it needs to be watched very carefully. I am sure he sees it all the time.
All right. Bill?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have a problem with, like, peeing in toilets.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Adam keeps going for the sink.
Yeah, I go for the sink.
Although here, it's sort of taunting you, isn't it? The toilet is such a mess. The wall's caving in.
No, there's a urinal here. I like the urinal. And the sink is not laid out for urinating in here. There's too much space between the edge of the counter and the beginning of the sink.
I can't.
See what I'm saying? I haven't got enough.
Yeah, you can't span the distance.
No, I can't make it. I guess if I got a running start. Yeah, I have to just pee in Drew's coffee mug and dump it down the sink. That's the only compromise I have here. Yeah, it's rough. What's going on there, Bill?
Well, because, like, I need to, like, pee, like, in, like, the bushes or, like, in parking structures.
Anything but a toilet.
Yeah.
What is it about a toilet for you?
Well, because I was, like, abused by my father when he was trying to potty train me.
What did he do?
Like, the Adolf Hitler of potty training.
He beat you?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. My dad was the Stalin. No, the Idi Amin of potty training.
You know, it just reminds me of the story about, what's the author's name that authored Pinhead and all those horror movies?
Oh.
Clive Barker.
Clive Barker, yeah.
All those great stories were generated from his having been abused by his grandmother.
Yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah. She told him all these great stories about what big black men would do to him in the bathroom of the subway.
Waiting for him there. He was going to cut his genitals off.
Yeah, it really freaks the kids out. So, yeah. Bill, you're 19. Can you get over it?
Well, I was wondering how to get over it. Cause
it's like fear of flying.
Just go pee.
Yeah, go pee in the toilet.
Hit the toilet.
You're 19 now. You'll get over it. You manage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. You got to overcome this one.
What about number two?
Well... That's kind of difficult, too.
Yeah, it's like, out of the question.
Because it's like, you know, I told horses, like, oh, the toilet will eat you, or...
Well, that's interesting. I was going to say that a common fear that young children have is that they're going to get swallowed up by the toilet.
Yeah.
I would have had a better life.
I grew up in Florida, so we have, like, snakes that come through the...
Bill, so far, no humans ever fell down and got sucked into a toilet. No snakes ever come up the toilet and bite people. Well, no alligators in the toilet ever.
You don't know that, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
You never reported that.
Ever.
You don't know.
Ever.
I told stories about that. That's scary.
Stories.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
What about the boogeyman? He come through the toilet and sodomize you? Put his head in your ass?
No.
My grandmother in Philadelphia used to tell me. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Just because you were a kid and you're stupid and your dad was an idiot, does that mean you got to go through your whole life that way? Or can you just get on with it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I now give you the power to take a dump in your own toilet.
In any toilet.
You no longer have
toilet
to go
of
to
your choosing.
No longer have to go to a parking garage.
Yeah. Okay.
And all right.
Thank you.
You guys ever take the, Drew, you ever
probably not. Whatever it is, I doubt it.
Now, you ever go to a parking garage and take the stairs off to the side that are in between instead of taking the elevator?
All the time.
That is a urinal.
It smells like one.
Stairs in a parking... The number one place to urinate are stairs in a parking structure.
Well, subways.
No. In California.
Yeah.
It is stairs that are off to the side in a parking structure. Sometimes they're 7-8 stories.
Yeah, but oftentimes they're outdoors. You know what I mean? They're sort of outside stairways. You're talking about the inside ones.
I'm talking about the inside ones.
Yeah, like in Dodger Stadium or something, too.
Parking structure, multi-parking structure stairs.
Yep.
Number one place to urinate. Like, go to a mall.
Mm.
Go to parking structure.
Oh.
You rarely use the stairs, but if you do, get ready. You open that door, it's the yellow tornado. It just overtakes you. It's actually warmer in there from people urinating.
Nice.
Kara?
Yeah?
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
My boyfriend's roommate, he is an alcoholic, and he's out of control. And we try to confront him while he's drunk, but that doesn't work too well. And so I was wondering if you knew a way to confront him.
Well, don't do it while he's drunk.
Well, the problem is he's drunk all the time.
Where's his family?
In Texas, I believe.
Could you contact them?
No, he's 43.
Girl, please.
How old's your boyfriend?
20.
He's got a 43-year-old?
He moved up here from Texas, and he didn't really have a place to stay. He was staying at a hotel, and he was working for my boyfriend's dad, and his boyfriend's dad said, oh, just stay with my son for a little while.
Well, why don't you get a hold of your boyfriend's dad and have him work on this guy?
Well, because he doesn't work for my boyfriend's dad anymore.
Yeah, what does he do?
He's a painter.
Fine art? Still life
like
stuff?
Like, house.
Oh, house.
Yeah.
Okay. Not fruit?
No, not fruit.
Still alive, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't talk about people painting fruit. Is it talking about painting the fruit or painting a picture of the fruit?
Well, either. There's two different disciplines.
Same thing. Okay. Hey, Kara.
Yeah?
Here's the deal. This guy's not a friend of yours.
No, he's not.
This guy was foisted on you.
Yeah, he was okay for a little while.
Get out of there. Get him out of there.
Well, we've tried repeatedly. My boyfriend asked him to leave.
Well, your boyfriend needs to leave then. Whose place is it?
It's his.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
He owns it?
Yeah. Well, no, he rents it, but he was here first, and this guy just kind of moved in. And
whose place is it? It's his.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So, listen. Okay, let me. Okay, here's what I want to say to all of you out there right now. And Drew, back me up. I'm pointing my finger, right? It means I'm serious.
Yes.
Thank you. That's my high horse, which is once again escaped from the barn. And I'm closing my eyes, which means I'm really focused.
I'm serious, man.
You'll have a lot of horrible roommates in your life, everybody. Drew, you don't know it. You don't know about it. You know about this part of life because you don't come from the wrong side of the tracks. Poor people have to huddle together with other poor people in order and share things that should never be shared. Men sharing things, sharing futons. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I slept on the same futon as the Wheeze for years. I had bunk beds at 21. Bunk beds. Three guys living in a one-bedroom dump in North Hollywood. It's horrible. No privacy. My friend Chris couldn't get laid. I couldn't whack off in peace.
Chris? Oh, I see. You couldn't bring anybody in.
Well, I actually did, yeah. That actually helped with my whacking off. But the point is, oh, yes. I mean, the Wheeze peeking around the corner. The tough part is when one of Chris's chicks would pass out in the living room, and we'd have to try to make it into the kitchen. And it'd be like this nude girl passed out on the floor. And we'd be like tiptoeing over her to make it into the kitchen at 3 in the morning.
For what?
Why are we going into the kitchen?
Yeah.
Well, it's 3 in the morning. You know,
yeah.
You want to chug a Gatorade or something, or a Eggo.
Oh my God.
You know, you got the munchies, you've been smoking pot. Here's my point. I don't care who put the cleaning deposit down. I don't care if the guy owes you $118. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Get out of there. There's nothing worse than a bad roommate. Cut your losses. Get out. The guy's liable to kill. He's going to get drunk, and he's going to take a fireplace poker and put it through the small of your back while you're asleep.
Yeah.
Get out. Just get out. So you lose a couple $100, whatever. Get out. All of you with your screwball roommates, just get out. Just make plans and move out. Thank you. Anthony?
Hey.
You're 18.
Yeah, I know the name of that band you're trying to remember.
Yeah.
Gravity Kills.
There you go.
Yes, it was
Gravity Kills. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's my useless knowledge of music.
Thank you.
All right.
That's it?
It's helping us.
No,
that's fine. If that's it, that's fine.
I'm stubborn. I like to solve my own problems, I guess.
Well, why does Nice Shot remind me? Why do I think of Nice Shot as Gravity Kills?
Well, they both, like, scream a lot. Actually, Gravity Kills sounds more like Nine Inch Nails, I think. They sing that song, Guilty.
I don't know why I keep thinking Nice Shot was Gravity Kills. And maybe it was Filter that came on the night after that and was explaining...
This is Gravity Kills?
No. This is Nice Shot, right? Oh, Godsmack.
Oh.
Do they do Nice Shot? Who does Nice Shot? Well, this is the same song. Do you have Nice Shot by Filter?
No, we just looked through the whole building. There's no one.
Really?
There's like four songs that sound exactly the same. This is one of them.
This riff doesn't sound like it, this part, but the other part does, the beginning. Not this part.
We can only do this for the Halloween.
Yeah, this part. This is Nice Shot. Come on.
The exact same, I know.
I know. Okay, thank you. Well, you rock, Drew. All right, so Gravity Kills. Emily.
Yes.
You're 30. What's up?
Well, and I'm very glad to talk to both of you.
Thank you.
My husband has fantasies, and I think they bridge on being kind of cruel. Well, I know they're cruel. I hate to even admit this, but he has them, and they're, when he first started like verbalizing all this stuff, it was probably about 7 years ago, and mm-hmm. he always words it, and it's
what is
surreal.
It? What is it?
He wants to F puppies.
No, it's like always with women who are my friends.
And what does he say he wants to do with them?
Like he says that he's been with them, or like this whole huge contorted story about, you know. It makes me jealous.
Is,
I mean,
is your husband sort of is an awfully insecure guy?
Pardon me?
Is your husband an insecure guy?
Well, yeah.
Well, he sounds profoundly insecure, doesn't it? The Adam smack of like,
I
can't tell you what I've done to the whole neighborhood.
I don't understand. Has he actually been with your friends, or this
well,
is just a
it
fantasy?
Got to the point, at one time, it got to the point I've lost good friends, female friends, because I've confronted them and said, you know. Has this been going on? I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible.
It's
and
nuttiness.
Pardon me?
It's pure craziness.
Hold on. Drew, what was my question?
Yeah.
Do you know what my question was?
Did he actually do this or not?
Isn't that the number one question you'd want to know?
The question is no.
She didn't say no. She said, I've lost friends because I've confronted them.
Yeah.
Emily?
Yes?
Has he actually been with any of these people?
No. But I don't want that kind
of...
No. I don't
okay.
want that.
Shut up. He's never been with any of these people. And you've lost friends because you've confronted them?
Mm-hmm.
She believed until she's realized...
Didn't the person say, you're high, I've never been with your husband?
Well, my friend... They've been insulted that I would even think that they would do that to me.
Yeah, that doesn't usually lose your friend. The person says no. And that's about it. Are you sure you weren't insulted when they started laughing and said, that fat sack?
No.
There ain't enough gold bullion in Fort Knox to let that oaf get on top of me.
No.
No.
No. I mean, I just don't want to be in a crazy situation. I
feel you are.
I'm crazy.
All right.
And
so,
I'm not.
All right.
Well, you are to put up with this.
Right. You are a little nutty, though. Let's be honest.
Not just put up with it, but to respond to it.
Okay. So your husband says to you, give me the name of one of these friends.
Julie.
Okay. Your husband says, hey, Emily, you know, I've been banging the bejesus out of this Julie, and she is hot, and she is tight, and I've done her a million times. Is that what he's saying?
Well,
would he say something like that?
Well, it just, it's...
And he getting into detail?
Yeah, it just goes way into details. And then
why don't you get angry? Why don't you be like what...
I used to.
True. Can you imagine doing that on your wife?
I used to cry and get upset. And
I would walk away without genitalia.
Yeah. True. Here's if Drew tried to pull that ruse on his wife, he'd be running, screaming. The neighbors would just hear reports of a guy yelling, I was kidding, I was kidding, as he was being beaten. With a sprinkler key as he ran through his yard nude.
So my response is by putting up with it.
Listen, why did you say to your husband, "What are you high? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you bringing this up? What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe you've done this? Are you trying to upset me? What is this?
What is this exactly?
Why don't you confront him on it?
What the hell is going on here?
I have done that too. I've done that too.
All right. What does he do? Does he do some kind of construction?
Yeah.
No.
What's he do?
Muffler.
Welding?
Cars?
Truck.
I don't know. He's a mess.
What business is he supposed to be in?
He writes. Are you with me? Are you there?
What's he write?
We want an answer.
Do I have to tell you?
Yeah, who is he?
He's just a guy. He just doesn't...
Has anyone heard of him?
No. It's not like he's famous.
What's he write?
He just writes. He's creative. He has a very creative mind.
Creative may be another word for nuts.
He's nuts. Does he make any money off his writing?
Oh, Lord, help me.
Does he make money?
No.
Well, what's he write?
it just stings.
How did you say?
Hey, oh, screw you. Screw you, you old hag. See you in hell. Screw yourself. Things. Go screw yourself. Go have your I hope your nutty husband bangs every one of your friends. I'm done with everybody. Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Tomorrow night we'll be at the Television and Radio Museum, which is in Beverly Hills, broadcasting the show while allegedly a group full of people watch us. Is that true?
30 reserve spots.
Really?
Can't wait to see who they are.
I say, I bet we put 11 people in those seats, and I'll bet you three of them are there into the 12 o'clock hour.
No. None.
No, that's right. People that watch this radio show get over it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's midnight.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Ted?
Hello.
Ted, you're 50. What's up?
Well, you know, I was listening to Dr. Drew driving home, and I know of a couple of cases where a snake came out of the toilet and bit a guy, and then I know when there was rats coming out of the toilet also and bit a woman.
Really?
In the United States?
Well, one was Cameron Bay, where the guy got bit, and he died on the toilet, and the guy went in and found him, was bit.
Wait a minute. Died. This is something you were there, or?
Yeah, I was in the service at that time.
Where's Cameron Bay?
It's in Vietnam.
Okay, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I told them, that's in Vietnam.
The other one was in Sebastopol, where the rat came out of the toilet.
Okay, United States, not happen.
No.
Doesn't happen in the United States.
No, I work for the city. I had to install backflow devices to keep the rats from going into the people's houses.
Where?
In Sebastopol, California.
Really?
Yeah, back in 78, actually.
That's a good gig.
Well, I know.
Ted, get down in the sewer, the rat-infested sewer, and install backflow devices on the heads.
Hey, you know, guy's got to make a living.
He sure do. Right. So, where would you install the backflow device?
You'd install it on the city side of the sewer.
So you'd be down in the main sewer.
You dig a hole, it's a 4-inch piece of pipe, and you put a backflow in it.
Yeah. So absolutely,
flow only goes one way, and then the trap door shuts, and the rats can't come out of the sewer.
Right. Absolutely hole. Safeguard against this happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't happen.
All right.
So that's why we had to put them in, because it did happen.
Yeah, rats can get through there. Rats can do it. Rats can go. I heard a story where a rat crawled in a guy's ass and went out his urethra. That happened to a buddy of mine in the service. Why is it when you're in the service, everything happens?
Well,
all right, so when you're in Vietnam, guy got bit by a snake on the can.
Yep.
And then the next guy went in and found him, got bit by the same snake?
Yep.
And that makes sense.
How'd the snake crawled up out of the toilet, bit the guy in the ass?
No, they're half 55-gallon drums.
Oh, I see. It was cramping. Oh, well, he didn't.
Wasn't a toilet.
Wasn't a toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to go go out to Arizona and take a crap out in the desert, you might get bit by a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you were killed. Let me tell you.
I would love to know the last time a rat actually made it into a home, into any sort of public toilet, for that matter.
Elvis died on the throne. He was the last great man to die on the throne. But, toilets have a... Let me tell you guys a quick toilet story.
How do they get through the
toilets have a trap.
Yeah.
Everything has a trap. Everything that goes into a sewer, whether it's your sink, your dishwasher, whatever, they have traps. They have air gaps so that the stink from the sewer can't come up out of the drain. You wonder why the drain doesn't smell in your sink, although it does go down to the sewers, because of the trap that's at the bottom of the thing. Toilets have that, too. One time my friend, he left his dog with me. All right. This is when I was living in dump number 2 in North Hollywood, rented a house across the street from the crappy apartment I had. This dog had a hard rubber ball. The guy was a juggler. Philip the Juggler, we called him. You know why?
He juggled.
And his name was?
Philip.
That's right.
And I can see him in Branson.
Philip the Juggler,
right?
Working in Branson. That's right. Opening for Andy Williams. Ha-ha. I used to think he was a big star. Now who's laughing? All right, here's the point.
He
had this dog named Mocha, and I looked after this dog while he was juggling somewhere. And this dog used to play with his juggling balls, which were full silicone. Just a hard chunk, I think, of like vulcanized rubber or something. They were not hollow. And they're the size of a tennis ball, but they were hard. this dog used to play with this thing, and apparently this dog got thirsty and went to drink out of my toilet and dropped this ball into my toilet.
Ugh.
This ball then went down around where I couldn't see it, but got wedged in that trap inside the toilet. So I come in there, I take a crap.
Oh.
And the thing's overflowing.
Oh, the humanity.
Okay, now, when you're poor, you can't call the Roto-Rooter guy because it's $85 for the guy to get out of his van. So, you're a resourceful guy. What do? You rent a snake. And I'm wedging this snake down the toilet, but it's hitting this ball, which is solid silicone, yeah. And it is wedged into this thing. And I'm pushing it in further, and I'm going, why can't I get this snake into this toilet? And it's going in about 3 inches to the point where I can't see the end of it, and then it's just coiling up. I can't move it. I'm actually shoving the ball further in. So then what do? I unbolt the toilet. Unscrew the toilet from the ground, lift the toilet up and move it, and now I look down that hole. Nothing.
Uh-oh.
Or what's the next move? Get up on the roof with the garden hose. See, sometimes knowing how stuff works screws you even more because you get in deeper instead of just crying and calling the plumber. Now I'm up on the roof with the garden hose, putting it down the breather vent. Because toilets, they all have your sink, your toilets, they have to breathe, they have a vent. Those little 2-inch pipes you see coming out of people's roofs,
yeah.
That's not for exhaust or a fireplace or anything. That's the plumbing breather. You put the hose down there and try to blow out whatever's down in there. Hose down, nothing. Now more stuff down the drain. Can't figure out why until I eventually actually, like, turn the toilet over and examine it and see the ball that is wedged up in there, that mocha stuff. Yeah, great. Got a day. Dog just carry around its mouth, drop it in there, get a drink, and my day's ruined.
Oh, boy.
Hey, looks plumbing anyway.
Yeah. No, I knew the plumbing. That's what got me into trouble. Kamal?
Yeah.
You're 28?
Yes, I am.
You need to turn your radio down.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it down for you.
All right.
Nice. What just happened to him?
I don't know. Some people are so theatrical that when they do stuff, they have to make the noises. It's like they're making a movie about turning the radio down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me turn it down. Blink. Bang. Get up. Squeak, squeak, squeak of the wood floor. It's like someone added sound effects to this. Kamal?
How you doing?
Good.
Adam?
Yes.
How you doing, my friend?
Good, Kamal. How are you doing?
Love all your shows, my friend.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I got a problem, man.
Where are you calling from, Kamal?
Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, what's up?
Well, my girlfriend, she has a problem, and she doesn't want to admit it to me. You know, alcohol, my major in Wayne State is psychology.
Yeah.
And I've looked at all my life I've been around people who drink.
Yeah.
And when they drink, if maybe I'm mistaken, but you tell me if I'm right or wrong. When they drink, they turn into totally different people.
Some people.
Well, here's the problem.
Most people I've been around.
If they're alcoholic, yeah. They do.
Yeah, alcoholics go berserk.
Yeah, they tend to be very different.
Well, you know, and about a week ago, we got into it. She came in the house. She came home drunk. And she wanted to fight with me.
Mm.
And I've never put my hands on a woman. I think that's the most cowardly thing you can do is put your hands on a woman.
Yeah.
And she put her hands in my face like, you know, like she wanted to test me and see what kind of man I was. And I didn't know what to do. You know, so I told her to leave. Well, now she's packing her things. Now she come in the house tonight drunk. She's leaving out the door now. She's packing all her things, and she wants to leave. It's like every time we get into a small argument about something, she yeah. wants to pack her things and leave.
Yeah. Damn, bitch.
Well, put her on the phone.
Right. That's what I say, the same thing. She doesn't want to come. I said, why don't you talk to my man, Adam? Because, hey, I watch his show every day, and
thanks.
My man wouldn't lie to me.
Put her on the phone.
She doesn't want to come to the phone, Adam. She's out the door. She's walking down the hallway right now.
You sure you don't do like a Geraldine impression? You could put her on.
I guarantee you. I'm
all right.
What's going down right now.
All right. Listen.
Last night she,
listen. Okay. Let her keep walking. She's an alcoholic. good.
Right.
Let her go.
Well, not that alcoholics need to be abandoned, but that
she's leaving him.
That's the thing about it. I don't want to abandon her. I don't want her to feel like, well,
she's not willing to change. She's not willing to do
it. Kamal, how long has she been drinking heavily?
Well, I've been knowing her for about a year now, and for the last 6 months, everything's been different.
Right.
Because of the alcohol.
All right.
And I don't drink myself.
She, Kamal, would have to be treated, or this isn't going to change. And if she's not willing to change, not willing to get treatment, this ain't going anywhere. So probably the best thing is if she does leave.
Hey, listen, everybody. Your alcoholic, antagonistic girlfriend leaving you is not the world's worst thing.
It's a shame. It could have been an opportunity for her to get better, and if she were willing, but she doesn't sound willing at all. The relationship isn't worth enough to her.
All right, let me say this. Doesn't it seem like most people, when they're talking about an addiction, whether it's booze, sex, or pills, what have you, there's sort of a cycle. It has a cycle, a life. It has a life.
It has a natural history, we call it.
Yeah. It's like this guy's going to be an alcoholic from 17 to 22.
Yeah, it has a predictable course.
To 27.
Yeah.
It's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get there at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you show up in the middle.
Right.
And hopefully sometimes you show up at the end or even after the end.
Right.
But Kamal may have shown up toward the beginning of this.
Or the middle of it somewhere, yeah.
Well, she just started 6 months ago, he said.
It
sounds like the beginning.
Fast, though. Yeah.
Here's my point. She may be another 2 or 3 years off of this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. Do it. You know, you be compassionate. You do what you can do. But if she's not going to listen to you,
that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
She wants to self-destruct. She's going to self-destruct.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, let's take a little break.
See you again.
Yeah. Hey, it's lovely. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Very special Loveline Halloween edition going on tonight. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of like growing a beard here.
Yeah, is that what that is?
How dare you?
Yeah.
I got the world's worst beard. I mean, it's itching. It's painful.
Nice.
You know, like a rash. It's horrible.
Why are you doing it?
I don't know. You know why?
Change.
No, I'll tell you why. Because I'm an actor.
Yes.
And I'm on, like, sabbatical.
Yeah.
And what you do... When you're a good actor...
You get your hair cut off and you grow a beard?
And, like, your show's down for a few months.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be in front of the camera.
You do a different look.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get some glasses. You know, like, celebrities always wear glasses when they get interviewed? You never see them in the movies, but they always have glasses. I got to get some of those glasses.
Little tiny wire rims.
When they come on.
Right. Sarah?
Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah. Sarah.
Retard.
One more time.
Jose?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Me and my boyfriend had sex yesterday for the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was cool, I think. It hurt, you know, but now when I sit down, like, it hurts, and I feel like if I had a rash or something.
You're gay.
Well,
it could be some hemorrhoids or tearing. It could be all kinds of things. It'd take warm baths, but if it doesn't get better, you...
Yeah, and today when I was in the bathroom, like, you know, when I wipe myself, like,
blood.
Yeah.
So, and you saw cream, hot baths, and then see the doctor if it doesn't get better quick.
And Wendy, she also had, like, a rash, too.
Who?
Wendy.
Yeah. What are you saying, Drew?
I didn't get the joke.
You want to do, like, prank calls and stuff? Fine. I don't care. I work for 2 hours and go home. I prefer not to talk to people who are actually raped. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather talk to a 17-year-old guy who really wasn't sodomized by his boyfriend. I hope you're all jokes. I really do. I wish every call on this show was made up. It's going to be a good game.
Promising not.
Joe?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Well, first off, you're the man, Adam.
Thank you.
I think it's great what you guys are doing. My question's for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I've been smoking pot damn near on a daily basis since I was 12, 13. And I was wondering if that would slow my development growing physically.
Your stature?
What's that?
Your stature? Your height?
Well, he doesn't, or not knowing what stature means, which is it?
Well, I do now, I'm at height.
Okay, so the answer is no to the part about stature, and yes to the part about stature.
And development.
Where you don't know what stature means. It's ironic.
Cognitive stature versus height.
Right. No, it will not affect your height. Yes, it will affect your grasp of the English language.
As you're finding, it's profoundly addictive for some people, and you're going to have to be treated for this. It doesn't stop by itself.
Yeah.
And depression, anxiety, forgetfulness, because your brain matter isn't even there to be able to develop those systems.
Yeah.
So it can affect your development.
Passionate about nothing. I smoked pot for the first time in months Saturday night.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Yeah, had a good time.
That's nice.
Stephanie?
Hi.
Yeah, twice, actually. You're 13. What's up?
Yeah. I was wanting to ask a boy out tomorrow, but I'm, like, afraid he'll reject me or something.
Well, probably he's gonna. Yeah,
huh?
He will. He will.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Well,
you're so nice.
this is the thing that young women are learning they have to deal with if they're going to be assertive, and they should be. But the potential of rejection is always there. That's what the males are dealing with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to assert yourself, that's great.
Who's the guy? What's he got going for him?
He's really cute.
Right.
And he skates.
Ooh, he skates.
Yeah, he skates.
That's going to pay dividends one day.
Ice skates?
How?
Oh, skateboard?
Skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. When he busts his nuts on some handicap railing. Fantastic.
I've seen him do that once.
Yeah, sure, his genitalia is like a hamburger meat down there. These guys, all they do is slide their nuts on railings. They're no good anymore. Thank God these guys can't reproduce. All they do is smoke weed and drag their nuts on hand railings all day.
Smoke weed.
Please.
Of course.
I know these skaters, they all smoke weed.
Yeah.
They don't sell you a skateboard unless you're stoned. It's true. I knew a guy who worked at a surf shop said he would not sell a guy a surfboard unless he could prove he was stoned. Once in a while, the parent would have to come in and prove the parent was stoned, and they'd give them the skateboard.
The family history of addiction and depression had to be there. Yeah.
Yeah, had to prove that. 70?
Yeah.
So the guy's cute, he's dreamy?
Yeah.
And you're going to ask him out? How are you going to ask him out?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to ask.
Does he know you?
Well, kind of.
You think he...
Well, he knows of me.
He knows of you. He knows of your work.
Huh?
Okay. And why do you think he hasn't asked you out?
Because I've never really talked to him and stuff.
I see. Are you kind of cute?
I don't know. People say I am.
Yeah.
I don't think I am.
You don't think you're cute?
No.
Well, you're fat.
It's a true head.
Well, I'm not fat.
No, I know. Drew thinks everyone's fat. You know... I'm the same way. It's like I'm really hot, and everyone tells me how hot I am, but I don't think...
Oh, yeah, you're so fine.
I don't think that way, you know? I mean, I know I'm hot, and everyone else knows I'm hot, and word on the street is I'm hot.
So, Stephanie...
But I don't think I'm hot, you know what I'm saying?
What can we do to help you? What's the deal?
Huh?
What can we do to help you?
I was just wondering how I should ask him out, like...
All right, here's what we'll do. What's his name? Kurt?
No, Ron.
Ron. It's not Kurt?
No.
Okay. I'll be Ron.
Okay.
You come up to me. All right? I'm in the hallway. I got my skateboard.
Just don't go into your locker.
All right. I'm Ron. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi. How you doing?
Hey. Not so good. My nuts are killing me. I'm just dragging them on a rail. Yeah. Can't have kids. I'm in a lot of pain in my groin. How are you doing, Stephanie?
Do you hit your nuts?
Yeah.
I have nuts.
You don't, your nuts are good?
No, I don't have nuts.
Oh, I see. Yeah, mine are killing me. I've been skateboarding and dragging them on these rails. Yeah. How would you feel if your nuts were dragged 20 feet on a rail?
Stephanie,
I don't know how that feels.
Right.
Get to it, Stephanie.
Stephanie, just go up and start talking to him.
See what happens.
He'll ask you out. All right, princess?
Okay.
Yeah, have a couple of wine coolers before you go there.
Maybe
a little more
clean.
Yeah, I said wine cooler. And say tequila. Give you a little confidence.
Okay.
All right. Listen.
I'll try.
Stephanie, you just go. Here's all you need to do. And this is all women need to do. Go up, pay a little bit of attention to a guy. That is equivalent to asking him out.
Yeah, it's true.
You go to a guy and you start hanging out and you start just.
Give that hand drag.
Kind of chill him out. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. If you're at a party and you're talking to a guy. And there's a little lull in the conversation, and you don't go anywhere, you're still there, you fight through the lull, it's just the same as asking him out.
Touching,
it really is.
Touching
a guy, making an excuse to touch him, doing the hand drag on his shoulder. Oh, you're so funny.
It's creepy when a guy does.
I just did it to Drew. Drew, I like a little nipple play.
Oh,
all right.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was our special spooky Halloween show. Yeah. We're going to take a little extendo break here, about 22 hours worth, and we'll be coming to you tomorrow night from fabulous Beverly Hills. That's where the Beverly Hillbillies live. And we'll be doing working from the Radio and Television Museum. So, until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Whoa, 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 ho, 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 whoa.